actually identifies as not necessarily a good thing.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Thank you.
I can't even get my wife to go to the meeting we have over at Oak Settlers. Well, a lot of them, something like this.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
Oh, sure. That's wonderful. Sure.
And I'm not kidding. Please send those pictures to me.
I will put them
in the city manager's notes.
Okay.
And we do send those out and include them in our end of the year reports. So, which I'm working on right now. So,
okay,
please definitely do that. So, does everybody have a copy of the agenda? Do I need to? Do you need a copy?
I have extras if anybody needs.
I'll take one if you got an extra.
Okay,
I've got some.
I didn't print it.
I'm ahead of you.
Okay.
Hers are even in color.
Thank you.
I like colors.
And so, this part of the process. Is where we do an election of officers. All the commissions do that every year. You have the opportunity, and we will do that tonight. So we have a chairperson and a co-chair. You don't have to be a sitting person the previous year in order to be chair or co-chair. You can nominate yourself if you'd like to do that. But before we get started, of course, this is the first time that all of you have been together. So I would like for you, starting to my right, to give your name, to share why you wanted to serve on the commission, and to give a little bit of background about, you know, what you do, whether it's business, community, and so forth. So I'll start with you, Jennifer.
I'm Jennifer Mott, and I have recently started to... kind of look at the community, want to get more involved in the community. My husband's family, his uncle, was Gabe Nesbitt, and so we have kind of a history of community service here in McKinney, and so, you know, he was former city council person, and he did a lot with the community as far as bringing Little League Baseball here and getting that started and getting the Little League World Series here and things like that. So kind of I'm the one to carry that tradition on, I guess, to become involved in service here in McKinney. My background is education. I was a special education teacher before staying home with my son. And so now I'm staying home with my son and working with some friends to start a group where we are going to work with children with disabilities and facilitate inclusion opportunities out in the community for them. So that's kind of the project besides this that I have in the works. So. Okay.
My name is Essie Henney. I'm pretty much a newcomer to McKinney. I've been here now since 2008. I served on the subcommittee for Census 2010 here in McKinney, and a couple other projects I volunteered under. I'm originally from New Orleans. I have a BS in biology, medical technology. My master's, I have two masters, one in education and one in biblical counseling, and my PhD is actually in Christian counseling. I presently work with the American Red Cross right now. As you know, we've been very, very busy. Mm-hmm. But I've always worked in wherever I lived, given back to the city, and have always been very active, as you can see. I'm always my organization. I'm a member of, we've been around for over 100 years doing public service, and we continue to provide public and community service. So with this particular commission, I hope to be able to lend whatever I can to the to this committee, and also be able to learn from this committee. I can continue serving my own city.
My name is Sam Franklin. Both my parents grew up here. My grandmother and grandfather, Robert and Torchy Thompson, raised my mom, Tori Thompson, here. My father grew up here. His name is Richard Franklin. and they raised us here as well. So I'm a native McKinney. I went to high school here, graduated in 2009, and then went off to college at University of Arkansas. Graduated there in 2014. Graduated there in 2014, and then I worked for an e-commerce company up there for 2.5 years. And then I had an opportunity to come back down here and work for my father, who was in real estate and land development. We worked with Sanchez Franklin Real Estate. So coming back here, I really wanted to try and put my foot down and get into the community. And I don't really know what kind of impact I want to make yet, but I definitely, this is a first step for me. So that's what I'm here to do now and kind of shape that vision of what exactly I want to do. So.
I'm still thinking you graduated from high school when I had my daughter. So my name is Adriana Pedraza. I'm originally from Chicago. I was born and raised in Chicago. And I moved to McKinney in 2010. I work for AT&T. I have a bachelor's in data science, so I do a lot of computing, analysis, I coding, so that's really my passion. This is my second year serving with the community grant board, and I just feel that we really make an impact with the community. So I wanted to serve again and come back and just continue to serve the community.
I'm Randy Hubbard. I've been on this board. This is my second. Will be my second year. As I was telling someone earlier, I don't have time to do a lot of volunteering because I travel usually 3 weeks a month. But I do make it back for the meetings. So.
Yes.
But this is as close as I can get to volunteering other than the church work I do at my church. And this allows me to help those who are giving their time to be able to give their time because of the money that we can give them. And it's a real rewarding thing. My wife and I have lived here since 2008. We lived in Allen for 10 years. Well, we lived in Tampa 10 years, and then before that we lived in Allen. And I've been married 38 years, have 3 kids, one of which is living here, raising our grandkids here, 4 of our grandkids here. So have a lot of deep ties to McKinney now, and really enjoy the getting to know the people who are donating their time to make this a better city. It's a wonderful thing.
Thank you. And
hi, I'm Kelly Buettner, and I have lived here 4 years. I was on the Historic Preservation Advisory Board for 2 years, and then last year I was on this board or commission, and I really felt like I was just getting my toe wet, so kind of figuring out a little bit of what's going on, so I really just wanted to come back and see if I could help out a little bit more since it was a one-year term. And I am currently a new empty nester and looking for...
Congratulations.
Thank you. One graduated and 2 in college. And looking for employment. Haven't quite figured out exactly what I'm going to do yet. But my husband's from New Orleans. I'm from Louisiana. And a lot like Essie, I have volunteered pretty much my whole life, for about 30 years. My mom and dad, big parts of their community in Eunice, Louisiana, small town. My mom was the mayor's secretary for like 25 years and Main Street manager, and just very involved. And it's just something in my blood, and I love doing it. And we moved here when 2 kids were in high school, so I felt like I'm going to dive in and just volunteer in some other committees. And I just think it's a great city, and I'm just happy to be part of it.
All right. Well, thank you all very much. Appreciate that. And so at this time, as I mentioned, we are going to move forward with the nomination for chair and co-chair, and keeping in mind again that you can nominate yourself or nominate someone now that you've heard from each of your counterparts about a little bit about their background and the details of why they chose to serve. To accept the call to serve from city council, as all of you are appointed. So at this time, I'd like to accept nominations for the position of co-chair.
I nominate Randy.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Okay, we will close the floor for nominations for the position of co-chair. At this time, we will accept nominations for the position of chairperson.
Oh, sorry. No, I meant to nominate him for chair.
Okay, so I need you to.
Okay, so you're gonna withdraw.
I need to withdraw my nomination.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Okay. All right. So we're going to. Okay. So we're going to rescind. Okay. And so we're going to go back to returning to nominations for co-chair.
I would like to nominate Essie.
Thank you. I'll accept.
Okay. And am I pronouncing it right, Essie?
Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any others? Okay. We're going to close the floor for nominations for co-chair. And now we're going to open the nominations for chairperson.
I nominate Randy.
Okay. Is that new? I'm just kidding. Okay. For chair. All right, Adriana. Am I saying your name correctly, Adriana? Okay. All right. Are there any other nominations? Okay. All right. And so we are going to close the floor for nominations for chairperson. So we have the slate of officers before you at this time. Do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. So we have the slate of officers for chair and co-chair. All in favor of the commission for this slate to be approved, please deliver by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'll let you know.
All right. Okay, all right. And so before I turn the meeting over to our new chair, I'm going to provide you with your certificate of completion. This is for the training that you completed for the Open Meeting Act. Mm-hmm. And so that is Jennifer, Effie, let's see, and Sam. And for everyone else who has already been on the commission, yours is complete and still standing, in good standing. Okay. And so now we'll turn the floor over to our chairperson.
You're going to come back to board orientation and training?
I will. Just, yes, but I have to turn it over to him now so that he can turn it back over to me.
Okay, now we're going to look at 17-984, and we'll get that to Sharita.
Okay. All right. So this part of the orientation that I'm going to provide to you is going to really let you know that your primary focus as a commission member is of grant reviewer. You're going to be listening attentively to presentations. You'll be reading through the materials that we provide to you after staff reviews those proposals to make certain that they are meeting compliance with the requirements of the grant. And then once that's done, we will turn that over to you all so that you can deliberate. You all will be making final recommendations to City Council as a group in order to prepare and send those recommendations for final submission and approval by City Council. And so that cycle is continuous. In the fall, we have what is called the Community Support Grant. That's going to be our focus today. And then in the spring, when we come back and return, we will talk about the Community Support Grant. I don't want to overwhelm you because it can be a lot of information. So today I'm just going to focus just on the Community Support Grant. And so one of the things I wanted to really go over with you before anything else is that you all have a copy of the schedule that we emailed to you all. We provide that a year in advance so that you see all of the dates and you'll be able to plug that information in. We will end up changing this schedule because I ended up realizing that I put deliberations in May, which is just before Memorial Day weekend. And historically, we know that that does not work. So we're going to end up moving that date to June. So I will provide you with those dates so that you'll be able to have that. Okay, thank you. To be able to have that. And yes,
here,
yes,
I can please. Help someone to get you. Up if you want. Okay.
I'll get up. I have long arms.
We typically will have at least three meetings each time we have the grant. So you will have two public hearings. All of your public hearings are going to be, well, not just yet, but when we return, because right now it's under renovation. So by the time you all get ready to have your public hearings, hopefully we will be returning downstairs to City Hall, which is under renovation right now. If the renovations are not completed, excuse me, we will, Sandy Hart, our city secretary, will let us know, and we may end up going to another location. And so right now it looks like we're still on track to be able to have our meetings downstairs. City Council will have their, it's estimated to have their first meeting in the new revised renovated location on November 7th. And so your public hearings will be for two nights on the 8th and the 9th. And so those dates are listed as you see here on your calendar. So for right now, if you look on your calendar, we have the location at the library, the Gay Library on El Dorado Parkway. So we're going to keep our meeting at that location because we have publicized that meeting. So I just wanted to let you know that even though we normally have our meetings, for those of you that, that have been on council before, we're going to go ahead and just keep the meeting at the library location. We'll send you out reminders in advance, and we will also provide you with a list of the organizations who have applied for funding by that time so that you'll have an opportunity to review. The application process is underway right now. So we have agencies last month who went through a pre-application non-mandatory meeting. The applications are due to the city next Monday at 4 p.m. So we will need time, of course, to vet through those applications to make sure that we have everything. And then we'll provide you all with a list and access to be able to review those applications in time for the public hearings. Please keep in mind you don't have to go through the whole thing of those applications because, again, when you're making your decision, it's going to be a combination of different things. It's going to be reviewing of the application and that content. It's going to be the presentation that the agencies have presented before you on the 8th and 9th, and then also will be, you know, your personal, you know, view on what you see and your experiences, you know, in terms of bringing all of that to the table. So I wanted to be able to provide you at least with the application itself. So this is the application excuse me, that the agencies are applying for. And so with that, the minimum requirement that they can have in terms of applying for any funds is $3,000. They can apply and submit at least two separate applications. So you may have an agency that may submit more than one application, but they cannot be, of course, for the same program, and they have to be at least a minimum of $3,000. They also, the agency also has to be in existence for at least 1 year as a 501c3 entity, according to the IRS, prior to the time that they apply. So those are some of the things that city staff will be vetting through to make certain that they meet all the requirements, in addition to make certain that they have all the documents that they need. There has been a change in terms of the category. So if you see on page one, as I mentioned, we're looking for a variety of different things, or rather you will be. We're looking for duplication of services from other agencies, their sources of funding, their presentation critique, and of course the content of the project for which they're applying for. There's four sections in terms of the requirements that they have that they can apply. That includes basic needs. That could be a combination or separately of food, clothing, shelter, housing. Housing and shelter is not necessarily the same, of course, given, you know, that it could be homelessness related. Non-financial assistance could also be included in that. Mental health is another category that falls under health and medical treatment. So we may have funding for maybe a health center or a dental center as an example. Housing, financial assistance, that would be in terms of emergency preparedness and helping someone to ensure that they're not evicted or using utilities would be an example of that. And when we're talking about transportation, we're not talking about transportation in terms of overall city transportation. We're talking about as it ties to a public service. So an example of that would be if, and I don't know if they're applying, but let's just say if the Boys and Girls Club applied, which they have in the past, they are providing after school care service and the transportation is picking up the kiddos from their school and bringing them to the center. That would be an example of the sole service provided, but the benefit would be the impact to those children or people that are being served. So that's an example for that. So just wanted to be able just to kind of, you know, just give just a brief overview of what you're going to be looking for. And this application will really give you, you know, just a little bit more detail about the requirements of the organization. Again, you don't have to worry about, you know, that process of it. But let's just say if we do have an agency that is significantly missing information and they casually told you that they were applying and you don't see that in the information, we will let you know this is the reason why that applicant was not eligible to apply. So we will provide that information for you as well as the applicants that you that you'll be able to see. Before you go to the presentations on the 8th and the 9th, we will give you preparation. So we will give you a series of questions that you can ask. You can choose to use those or not. It's just really giving you just an opportunity to kind of use your questions. And in the presentations that they have, the agencies will have up to 5 minutes. And that will allow them time. Most of them will not do that, but you have up to 5 minutes to be able to kind of state just a synopsis of your application, and then you all have the opportunity to be able to ask any questions that you like as it relates to the grant, the organizational capacity, and the reason that they're applying. And if there's something that they're not able to answer at that time, then that returns back to staff. And then we're able to research that information further, and then we share that all with all of you after the meetings. And finally, the following time that you'll come together, as you see on your calendar, would be November 16th. So we keep in mind that that will be just before Thanksgiving. And we have an opportunity to provide you all. We'll come to this room. We'll have a light dinner, if you will. And then you all will have the wonderful task of making those hard decisions that I don't have to make. And you'll present those as a group, as a deliberation, if you will. And then we will present that to City Council. And we'll be, I don't have the presentation on this schedule, but we'll be presenting to Council on December the 5th. So that will be the date that we will do that. And that's really just the summary of the of this process. Just a little bit of background. The funding from this grant comes from the general fund. So this is a City Council approved grant. And part of the background from that is that there were so many agencies that over a period of time that would ask council or ask, you know, city management for funding. And it was just so much, you know, it was an opportunity where you're not able to really keep track and not really have just a concerted process where you can really, you know, look at the needs and being able to provide that in an objective way. And so with this commission, you all already have the task of doing that for one grant that we have, which is the federal side. And you all just did such a wonderful job that they decided that they would take this role and provide that to you as well. So that's a little bit of background for that.
How much money do we have this year?
We have the same amount of money that we did last year, which is about $119,700. We just closed, we're still in the process of closing FY16 and 17. And so we did have we had one agency that is no longer in existence. And so they returned the funding, so I'm hoping that we'll be able to have that money back into the pool, if you will. So I don't have any information at this time for that. So we'll have to wait and see. But for now, that's the funding that we have. Any other questions? Just to kind of give you a feel. Keeping in mind, for those of you that have worked with grants, there's always more money and agencies that will ask for, you know. So typically, I think the last time there was a period where we had about 20, the highest to 40 applications. Typically, over the request total are always over a little bit over 300,000. We try to do a training to encourage agencies not to ask for the full amount because that will, and they have, but that's an indication, that they really don't understand the process, even though we do provide, training. We are now currently providing technical assistance to agencies, so that includes asking questions about the grant, if it's a new project, kind of helping them, along in the process. Or sometimes giving them, real feedback to determine, well, maybe you might want to wait. Or in some cases, finding out that the agency has not completed that 1 year status and they're not eligible. So we typically like to have at least 2 to 3 weeks of technical assistance. So that way you, as a service to them, they're not going through this process, for naught. So,
as far as the training for the agencies that may have already applied for grants, or those that would be interested in grants, exactly where would they get that information from, or where would be sent out that they would be able to see that they can come in for training?
The meeting that we had last month, we sent out an announcement. We sent out grant announcements. So that occurred last month. We do have that information on the city's website as well.
Okay.
And we had probably about 30. We never know exactly how many people we're going to have, but we do have the same around the same time every year. The process, will be as such. So this is the first time that we did make it non-mandatory for people to attend the meeting. Because we did have people, that said, I'm not able to get here, whatever time that we had. So that allowed a little bit more flexibility for people who were not able to attend the meeting for whatever reason. But the 2 to 3 weeks that we have for technical assistance, they still have that benefit to be able to use. Good questions. Any other questions?
I just have a statement.
Okay.
Last year, I ran across a person from my church applying for a grant. So therefore, I had to recuse myself. So be sure to take a look at the list when it comes out and make sure that there's not a need to recuse yourself.
Absolutely.
Because that's we don't ever want to be in trouble.
Or surprised.
Yeah, never a good thing. Never a good thing.
Absolutely. Which segues into my conflict of interest discussion.
No, okay. I guess I jumped the gun on you.
No. So with that, as Randy said, that list is very important, and that is part of the reason that we do provide that to you all. And as you said, it can't be emphasized enough to really look at it. We did have 1 year where we had, I think, at least 3 commission members that could not be a part of the process, which hinders us. If we have 3 or 4, then that means that we're not able to have a quorum and we can continue the process. So it really is critical. It is a list that we do provide to you as well as City Council. So that if City Council also sees that they have some type of conflict, perceived or actual, that they can recuse themselves as well. We do provide, so if you all do see, you know, someone where, you know, maybe it's an immediate family member, you know, or maybe it's not you, or, you know, your son is working, you know, at the agency, or you're planning to apply for a job at, and you find out that there's an agency that you're applying for and they show up, that's happened as well. Those would be some examples. And there's a form that we'll provide to you. Judy will do the notary for it, and then we forward that to the city secretary's office so that she can record that as a matter of record in case something, you know, comes up. And then we also do the same thing just before I present to city council. And so that's standard for any grant that we have.
Can I ask for a clarification?
Sure.
Because I do have just people out in the community that'll call me up and say, hey, can you help with this event? Or mm-hmm. So I understand that we can't work for one of the organizations. Does that also mean we cannot be volunteering for one of the organizations, have contact? Like, what exactly does that conflict entail?
No, not at all. Because when you're volunteering, there's no financial interest.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear.
Right. Oh, no, that's fine. It's a really good question. We've had, you know, we've had commissioners who hadn't seen somebody in a long time, and then they come before them, you know, and they're so excited to see each other, and then all of a sudden in the middle, oh, wow, that's my best friend. Or, right. or what do I do?
Well, I was thinking about, I volunteered at Old Settlers for a back to school event where mm-hmm. I was just sweeping the floor, but it just so happened that Nancy was there with 3E and mm-hmm. was, you know, kind of running the thing, which I didn't know before. So, like in a tight knit community like that,
absolutely.
There's overlapping things. So I just wanted to be
right.
Clear.
For me, I'm the elder of one of the elders at Lockpoint.
Okay, so that makes more sense.
One of my church men, mm-hmm. you know, when the flock did it, so, you know, mm-hmm. that is a conflict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, if you're not sure, just ask.
Okay.
You know, because like I said, you know, things change, and when you have nonprofit organizations, you know, that's something we try to vet as well. Sometimes, you know, we've had it where the application, this is the director, by the time you get to, you know, the actual presentation, maybe that director is no longer there, and now the president is running the organization. Oh, that may be a conflict mm-hmm. if they know each other, or if they're married to that person, or whatever the case, you know, mm-hmm. might be, or maybe they put an interim, you know, person in. The conflict, you know, is such where we vet that through the city secretary's office, through the code of ethics, the training that you've all, mm-hmm. you know, gone through. So with that, you know, that's something that you can always ask, you know, and if you're not, you know, sure, you know, let us know. And the minute that you perceive that there, you know, possibly could be, or if we see, you know, that there is an actual one. So, but good question. The other thing I want to stress to you all is that you all are extremely, and I'm not, I don't want you to take this lightly, extremely important to our grant processes. If we don't have you there, if we don't have a quorum, we can't move forward. It becomes very difficult. I do provide, just based on my experience, leeway to be able to adjust times and to move, you know, forward so that we don't lose, you know, legal, you know, requirements. And so I just want to, I stress that to everybody every single year. But, you know, things happen, with jobs and with family. And one thing I love about having you all serve is that we tried to make it as flexible as possible. If you notice, we don't meet every single month. And so that allows us flexibility, you know, to where we can move things around. The next time after November that you all really come together and meet again based on our schedule won't be until April. Doesn't mean we won't connect, but just based on the status of the work, you know, right now we only want you to really meet at the times, you know, that are critical and the needs are, you know, for you. With some, you know, adjustments. So I just want to, you know, just again, thank you all so much. And, you know, if things come up, Judy is going to this year be your point person. So when we have meetings, excuse me, that come up, you know, let her know, you know, because it's hard to kind of hunt me down. So let her know if you're not able to be, you know, at a meeting or, you know, if you're running behind, you know, or something like that. But your input is so valuable and so needed, you know. And like I said, things do happen, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But just wanted to, you know, just share that with you all, because I know some people who serve on a monthly meeting basis may be a little bit different, but ours is a little bit more flexible. Yes.
Can I just say one thing?
Absolutely.
It's also very, very, very much appreciated if you would let us know you are coming. I think Randy always, and Adriana, yes, pretty much always say, you know, I'm coming. And that way we don't have to sit around and wonder, well, are we going to have a quorum?
So, and that's right.
Whether you are or you're not, if you would let me know, I really, really would appreciate it.
Yeah.
What's the best way to let you know?
Email.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can call me if you want, but yeah,
email's
quicker.
The okay. best. Yeah.
I think maybe I gave you all an old email, and I haven't really received any emails.
Oh, oh, really? Oh, okay.
Well, I'm impressed you're here.
Well, Sandy actually sent it to my email that I have communicated with her on before.
Oh, okay. Okay. So if, yeah, so if you could give that to us, then
absolutely,
that'll be great. Yeah. And so we'll in addition to meetings, as Judy said, that really helps us, and also when she plans such great meals, especially when we have deliberations, you don't want to miss that. Mm-hmm. So it also helps us, you know, in terms of planning purposes.
There's no broccoli.
Speaking yes. of meals, if you yes. have any dietary restrictions, please let me know
yes.
today, so I don't order something that will make you sick.
I'm yes. allergic to broccoli and almonds. really almonds.
I remember the almonds.
When we had the barbecue, yes.
Yeah, the barbecue was pretty good.
It was.
Yes, that was real good.
It was. So this is the city side of funding, and again, just to give you just a brief bit of the federal side, we have the Community Development Block Grant, which is known as CDBG. That is federal funding. It's a much more in-depth process, but we are changing the way in which we are going to give everyone electronic access to that. So once we have that, I think you'll be pleased with that process, and to be able to give you all a greater access and resources and training that you can have on your own. So once we have that set up, we'll share that with you. That will be coming up, and some of the training that we'll have for that will be online as well as in person. So, but I don't want to, you know, inundate you with a lot of information there. Do you have any questions about the process or about the program or just the overall way in which we'll be working together? Okay. Well, I will say that I did mention really how to pronounce my name or who I am. I am Sherlita. Best. I always, corny joke, I always say I am the best person in the room. I can really say that without conceit. But I am your staff liaison. We have a great team also with Judy and Camille Smith, who is our community services coordinator. And she will be the person leading next month in terms of that process and helping you with any questions that you have for that. And I've been with the city for about 15 years, and I'm the Community Services Grant Administrator, so I'm overseeing this grant and the Community Development Block Grant that we have. In addition to that, we also have year-end reporting, and we also have reporting on other special interests that would include how we serve the public, and that would include fair housing, or working with other departments like the planning department. And so this year we are still working on a North Texas housing assessment, which is looking at a variety of ways in which we're doing housing analysis and how we incorporate planning, the comprehensive plan, and other details with that. There was a public hearing, community forum that we had in July, and you all had a chance, you all were hosting that. So in that process, right now on the calendar where it says public hearing affirmatively furthering fair housing, that date will possibly change, so I just wanted to be able to provide that to you so that you can at least have it on your calendar. But we will be providing you all with draft updates. We will also provide updates to City Council, and we'll let you know about those processes so that you can attend those meetings as well. And if you have any questions further about our department, you can always go to the city's website under Housing and Community Development, and you can find out more information about other programs that we have as well. So that's basically, I think, all the details for the training that I have for tonight. No other questions, and turn it back over to our chairperson to continue.
Okay, I guess now we'll move into consent, consent items. First item is 17-985, the minutes of the Community Grant Advisory Committee. This is not fun to say. Minutes of the Community Grants Advisory Commission meeting of June 21st, 2017.
And you can do both of those together.
Okay, well, we'll do them both together. And the minutes of, and that'd be 17-986, minutes of the Community Grants Advisory Commission meeting of July 25th, 2017. Any questions about those minutes? Do I have a...
Chair, if I can comment.
Please comment.
The minutes that were provided was on the listed on the agenda that Judy had sent out. There was a link.
It says minutes under here. If you, when you see your agenda, if you'll click on those, and then you can read them there.
Okay. And so for June 21st, 2017, those minutes were the recommendations presented from the commission that were presented to council. They've already been approved, and they're part of our current year budget, and that was under CDBG. And so those were submitted to HUD for our funding. And then the meeting that we had for July 25th was the Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing Community Forum that I mentioned earlier for point of reference.
Okay. Were there any questions about those? Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion that we accept the meeting minutes from the June 21st and July 25th meetings.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Obviously, we do not have any citizens' comments since we don't have any citizens here other than us. Is there anybody in the board that would like to make a comment? I would just like to say thank you for serving. You will find, as the three of us who were here last year, you will find that this is a very rewarding board. You actually get to help people, and it's a lot of fun. We try and have a lot of fun. Let's put it that way.
We do.
So, I guess that wraps it up. Anybody want a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
A second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. We are finished at 7:24.
Thank you.